Thank you so much for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call began more than 4 years ago as a response to the pandemic and has since evolved and grown to serve as a daily pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the 18th day of the month Tammuz. Please continue to daven for all in need of a refuah, including the three children we've been davening for, Chaya Yael, Shoshana Bas, Sana Fredel, Alini Orna Bas, Chayn Chana, and Tinok Ben Nechama Devora. May they and all in need have a refuah shalema. Additionally, please keep in mind all those still being held captive, Arvin Tanel Ben Sonia Siona in Iran, Evan Gershkovitz in Russia, and of course our precious brothers and sisters being held hostage in Gaza. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yoni Levin of Kahal Anshe Emes in Cedarhurst, New York, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. It will be followed by Rabbi Levin fully reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited in Hebrew and translated into English. And then we will recite three Mishnah Berach that we say daily here on the call. The Mishnah Berach for Tzahal, for our brave soldiers. The Mishnah Berach for the Shvuyim, for those who are still being held captive. And Rabbi Levin will conclude with the Mishnah Berach L'cholim, pausing to give each of us the opportunity to insert names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up to receive the daily Tehillim call reminder email, you can do so anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim call. The chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Levin.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman. It's great to be back here on the call, and unfortunately, we have to keep saying Nisilim for the various tragedies we're experiencing throughout Am Yisrael, throughout the world, but in Yirat Hashem, everyone should be returned safely and full refuah and full Yeshua. So in the Parsha Pinchas, Rashi quotes an amazing thing. The Pesukim are describing how the Meraglim, because of what they did and because of the Lashon Hara that they spoke bad about Eretz Yisrael, they did not merit going into Eretz Yisrael. But Rashi points out that decree, that Klal Yisrael who experienced and favored and encouraged and were supportive of the Meraglim, those Jews were not able to go to Eretz Yisrael, was only for the men. As it related to the women in the Midbar, the Jewish women who walked through the desert, Rashi says, they did not have the gezerah, they did not have the decree that would have to die in the Midbar, because the women had unique love and unique connection to Eretz Yisrael. Rashi writes, Al Hanoshim, on the women, lo nigzera gzeirat ha-meraglim. On the women, there is no decree of the meraglim. There is no death that was placed upon the women who traveled through the desert. L'fi, because shehein hayu mechavos es ha'aretz. The women had a special, unique love, attachment, and care for Eretz Yisrael. And that's why the men claimed, the men said to Moshe Benu, they said to each other, give us a leader. We want to go back to Egypt. We don't want to go through this desert. We want to go through all the challenges that have been facing us. Let us pick a new leader. Let us go back to where we came from. It's much easier over there. But the women, they said, Tenu lanu achuza. Give us our land. Give us our chelek. Give us the land that we've been desiring to go to, Eretz Yisrael. And for that reason, says Rashi, the Pesukim in this week's parasha goes on to explain the great women known as Benos Tzlafchad. The daughters, the five daughters of Tzlafchad, who showed an incredible love for Eretz Yisrael, that although their father already passed away, they said, we want to take over the land. If not our father, we have no brothers, let us take over the land. Let us be the ones to live in Eretz Yisrael, to build up Eretz Yisrael, the place that we've been longing for. I saw in a beautiful Sefer Orchadosh, Rav Chaim Zaitchik. Rav Zaitchik asks the question, all this tells us is that there were five great women, five tzidkaniyos, righteous women who were very sharp and wise and generous and thoughtful and compassionate. These five women showed a great passion and love for Israel. But where do you see that all women had such a love? We only see these five. Rav Zaitchik explains that these five women, the daughters of Tzlafchad, they were the ones who influenced everybody else. They were the leaders. Even though they were only five women, they were able to have an impact and influence on the hundreds and thousands of other women in Bnei Israel, whereby they also fell in love with the land of Israel. And oftentimes in life we think that, what's my voice going to do? My voice doesn't make a difference. My vote doesn't make a difference. My tefillah doesn't make a difference. We see from Bnei Tzlafchad the impact that one person, in this case five people, a small minority, can have on an entire population of Am Yisrael. That just one person could change everything. One person can influence you. We have in a similar fashion in the negative, during Mitzrayim, when things were terrible for us and all the slavery, and Paro was throwing all the children, the boys, into the water, Amram, the father Moshe Rabbeinu, Amram said, you know what? He's going to separate from his wife Yocheved and have no more children. He can't bear to see what was going on. And because Amram decided to do that, all the other men followed suit and said, let's separate from our wives. Let's not have children anymore. That's it. What one person could do could have incredible hashbah, incredible influence and impact on everyone else around them. So we learn the negatives, we learn the positives. The person's talking in shul, for example. It's only me. We're 100 people here, 200 people davening here. What's one conversation in shul going to have? Well, then the person next to you might decide to talk as well. But in the positive, a person shows his love for tefillah. He davens in shul. He pays attention. He follows along. He answers amen. He says or she says tehillim. The influence one person could have to your family, to your neighbors, to your friends, the influence that we could have in Shemayim, we learn from Bnei Tzlafchad that five ladies influenced hundreds of thousands of other ladies. So we have to realize that the things that we do in this world, the ruchnias that we do in this world, can have incredible, enormous impact on everyone around us, both in this world, in the Gashmis, in the physical world, and the world above, in Shemayim with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should really grant us all, everyone, the entire world, all the Jewish people, all the hostages, all those in terrible situations, all those who need a refuah. Kadosh Baruch Hu should listen to all our tefillahs, because every parak of Tehillim that we say, every Shmona Esrei that we daven, has an impact both in this world and next world. Kadosh Baruch Hu listen to our tefillahs and bring Yeshua and refuah to all those in need. So Tehillim parak chaf. Lametzeich mizmor David Yancha Adonai Biyom Tzor Yitzagefcha Shem Elohe Yaakov Yishlach Edrecha Mikodesh Mitzion Yitzadeka Yizkor Kol Min Chosecha Veloscha Yidash Nesela Yitain Lecha Chil Vavecha Vecholatat Yimalei Yirav Nabi Shulasecha Veshem Eloheinu Nidgol Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishalosecha Ata Yidati Ki Yoshi Adonai Mishicha Yaneu Mishmei Kadsho Begvoros Yashem Yino Eilu Varecha Veveilu Vosusim Vanachnu Mishem Adonai Yohinu Nazkir Hey, Makaru, Kunafalu, Vanachun, Kabnu, Vinisodad, Adonai, Ushia, Melchiane, Novium, Kareinu. Mizmola, David, Adonai, Roi, Lechtar. Vinos, Desha, Yarbi, Tene, Alme, Munuchasina, Haleni. Nafshi, Yishove, Yanachini, Vimagli, Tzedek, Laman, Shimo. Gam, Kielach, Begetam, Loves, Lo, Ira, Ro, Kiata, Yimati, Shiftachom, Shatecha, Emi, Nachemuni. Tarok, Lefana, Shulchan, Neget, Sarai, Dishanta, Vishaman, Roshi, Koshiraya. Adonai Yishmar Tzidcha Ve'echa Me'kavei Adolam Shia Malos Nimama Kim Krasicha Adonai
Adonai Shema B'Kali, Tiyana Ozecha, Kashvos B'Kol Tachnunai, Imavonos Tishmor Yohadonai Miyamod, Kim Chas L'Icha L'Man Tivarei, Kivisi Adonai Kivis HaNafshi V'Livaro Chalti, Nafshi Adonai Mishamin LaBoker, Shamin LaBoker, Yachel Yisrael El Adonai Kim Adonai Yachesed V'Arbei Mofudus, Hu Yifte Es Yisrael M'Kol Avonosov. Maskilu David biyosam b'amaras shvila. Kali el Adonai ezak, kali el Adonai etchanon. Eshboch lefanav sichi tarsi lefanav agid. Bisatei falai ruchi v'ato yedati nisivasi baruch gvalich tamil pachli. Abed yamin ure'e v'ein li makir, aved minas minos mimeni ein darish l'afshi. Zakti lech Adonai amarti ato machsi chelki b'retachayim. Akshiva el rinasi ki delosim hatzileni meirot vayki amtuvi meni. Hosia ni maskir nafshi lehodos shemecha. Si yachsiri tzadikim ki sigmol alai. Acheinu kobeis Yisrael hanusunim mitzaro v'shivya ha'omdim. Bein bayam uvein bayabosh ha'mokom yachim aleim v'yotzim mitzaro levacha. Me'afeila l'oro b'shivu l'ugula ha'sha bagloz monkariv v'nim armein. As for our brothers of a whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity, on sea or land, may the all-present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from oppression to freedom now, swiftly, and soon. And let us say, Amen. Yishaber chavos hein Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, huyibarech es chayle tzva ha'gana l'Yisrael v'anshei kochos ha'bitachon, ha'omdim al nishmar artenu v'arei Eloheinu migvul alvonon, v'ad midbar Mitzrayim u'min ha'yom ha'gadol ha'advo l'harava, וכל מקום שהם ביבשה באוויר והיום ייתן אדוני את אויבינו הקמים עלינו נרגפים לפניהם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויעצור את חיילינו מכל צר וצוקה ומכל נגל מאכל וישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשה ידיהם. ידבר את עינינו תחתיהם ויעטרם וכיף יושרו ועטרת ניצחם. יקוים בהם הכל סביב וכי אדוני אלוהיכם ההולכים לכם ולכים לכם עם אויביכם להושיע אתכם ונאמר אמן. Yishevei Chavoseinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Yosef Moshe Aaron David Shlomo Hu Yivarech Vishmor Yintrans Nedrei Tzva Hagana Yisrael Shuayot Let's call Acheinu Anusunu Mitzar V'Shivya Bavur Shekol Akal HaKadosh Hazem Mispala Bavur Amal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Yirachem Eleem Yosim Michal Shechem Mitamavas Mosaseyem Yinatek Umi Mitzokoseyem Yoshim Yoshivem Meri Lechek Mishmichoseyem Yodu Lavnei Chazov Niflai Sov Lenei Adam Yukuyam Bahem Nikra Shekhasov Vuhi Adonai Yishu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimale Yirachamim Olav Lachim Olav Pasal Lachasiko Lachayasa Yishlach Lom Mehera Rufu Hashem Amin Hashemayim Ler Machaz Rav Ushisa Gidav Besoch Shara Chola Yisrael Rufu Hashem Zafash Rufu Hashem Hashem Bar Glav Zman Kariv V'Namar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Levin. We look forward to having you back on the program. Please God, in the years Hashem, in the near future, we're going to wish you a mazel tov on the upcoming wedding. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow and Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.